In Florida, another major re-examination of ballots cast in the presidential election is underway. A consortium of news organizations has hired a prominent research firm to catalog the nearly 200,000 ballots that were rejected by voting machines. But NPR's Philip Davis reports the participants in this massive effort are being careful not to call it a recount.
The project is being sponsored by half a dozen newspapers, the Associated Press, and CNN. It's expected to take about 6 weeks and cost at least $500,000. Dan Keating, database editor for The Washington Post and one of the coordinators of the project, says it will not answer this question: who won the presidential election in Florida?
The election's over. This is not to say who won the election. President Bush is the president. This is not going to change that. It might talk about some issues about if recounts had been done in various ways, what might have come of it. And that would be interesting theoretical things. But I think only the most deluded would think that you're still having anything to do with resolving the election.
Instead, the consortium is trying to create the definitive historical archive of the Florida election. Last year, George W. Bush officially won Florida by 537 votes out of more than 6 million cast. But there were about 180,000 other ballots, about 3% of those cast, that were rejected, either because they had no recordable vote for president or they had too many. Ford Fessenden, a New York Times reporter, is the project's other coordinator.
What the reality is that on these ballots, 180,000 of them, is pretty complex. And what we're going to try and do with this database is describe them in all their detail and all their complexity, and then let anyone, scientists, newspapers, political parties, dig into the database and see what it tells them.
The consortium has hired the National Opinion Research Center to do the actual ballot examinations. The center, which is affiliated with the University of Chicago, has done massive statistical analyses before, most notably the 1992 survey of sexual attitudes it conducted for the University of Chicago. Diana Jerkovich, the operations director for the project, says 20 teams of three people each have been formed to look at the ballots, each overseen by a senior researcher from the center.
They're checking to see whether the chad is dimpled, whether there's some sunlight visible through the dimple, and they're recording whether chads are hanging, and then by how many corners.
The teams have also been supplied with light boxes over which examiners can hold a ballot to see if the ballot was punched well enough to let light through. Once the 180,000 ballots are examined, the raw data will be turned over to each news organization to use as it sees fit. The Washington Post's Keating, for example, says his newspaper already has some areas it wants to look at.
We're going to do analysis of what kind of errors the people made, what kind of errors different technology made, how reliable hand recounts are, and a bunch of other things I guess we don't want to talk about before we do our own stories.
The consortium isn't the only group that is taking an in-depth look at the ballots. The Miami Herald and USA Today are a month into their own investigation, but they're concentrating only on the 40,000 or so undervoted ballots, ones with no recorded votes for president. They expect to be done by the end of February, beginning of March. And all the media groups are being monitored by the Republican Party, which has had teams keeping their own count. While the news organizations are keeping mum so far, the state GOP has released its own running tally. Al Cardenas is state Republican chairman.
So far, so good. You know, in spite of the Democrats' allegations about the count in Florida, we've actually gained counts since the Secretary of State certified the election. So far, according to the media's own tallies, we won Florida officially by 537 votes, and according to the media reviews, that number's grown to 841 votes.
State Republicans claim, for example, that Bush actually picked up votes in Democratic Miami and held his ground elsewhere. But other reviews, some by individual Florida newspapers, have shown Gore making gains. There are still weeks to go before the ballot reviews are finished, but it is clear that while the media projects might decline to declare a winner in the November election, other groups will be happy to do so. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.